The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, text number 39 and 40, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 8, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Devotee who worships me, the all-pervading Lord of the Universe, in unflinching devotional service, gives up all aspirations to be promoted to the heavenly planets or to become happy in this world with wealth, children, cattle, home, or anything in relationship with the body. I take him to the other side of birth and death.
Imam lokam tathaivamum atmanam uvayaninam atmanam anuji chiha jirayo pasavabriha Visidja sarvan anyaamscha mamevam visthatu muham vajanti ananaya bhaktya tan mrittu rati parahe. So Kapildev is describing bhakti yoga yesterday, last night. We have already discussed the previous verse, that bhaktas jesamaham priya. Bhakta means who takes Krishna or the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the most dearest of everything. And atma sutascha sakha guru suhida daimam istam. Everything. Krishna is my guru, Krishna is my atma, because I am part and parcel of Krishna. Mami vāṃsa jīva bhūta, so Krishna is origin, I am part and parcel. Then Krishna is my one who wants to love Krishna as son. We have described already. Krishna is prepared to become your son because we love son. We offer respect to guru. We offer respect to devata. So everything should be Krishna. Jesamaham priya atma sutascha sakha, friend, just like Arjuna, he accepted Krishna as his friend. So everyone can accept Krishna in so many ways. So savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam parusevanam archanam bandhanam dasam sakyam. So you can love Krishna as sakha, as Arjuna did. And similarly, Parikshit Maharaj, he simply heard about Krishna, Sabram. These are the nine processes. Sabanam Kirtanam Vishnu, of Vishnu, of Krishna. Krishna and Vishnu the same. Not anyone else. You cannot say that I am hearing about Mr. such and such, a great politician, Sabanam. No, that will not help you. Sabanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam, also always thinking of me. Yogi namapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jumam sami yukta tamo manvana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji mang namaskuru. That is savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam, always thinking of Krishna. Simply if you meditation, that is meditation. If you meditate about Krishna, always, then you become the first class yogi. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 6th chapter. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaram. So, this movement is teaching everyone always to be Krishna conscious, to become first class yogi, and take Krishna as everything. Priya, Suta, Sakha, Guru, everything. That is called bhakta. So in this way, visijja sarvananyamsa. Visijja means giving up completely. If you want a son, all right, Krishna is prepared to become your son. If you want a lover, all right, Krishna is prepared to become your lover. If you want a friend, Krishna is prepared to become your friend. Everything Krishna is prepared, and that relationship is going on in this material world. Somebody, I love somebody as my son, I love somebody as my friend, I love somebody as my lover, I love somebody as my father, or in this relationship, sakham, there is the mellows, the sakha-bhav, vatsalya-bhav, vatsalyam, madhujyam, means loving platform, loving propensities. Krishna is prepared. So if actually if we want to become free from the clutches of this janma mrityu jara vyadhi, that is our problem. Here we have discussed many times that we as spirit soul, we are not this body. I am not this body. You are not this body. I am Brahma, aham brahmasmi. You are also Brahma, all spirit soul. But I am not Parabrahma, that is mystery. Neither you are Parabrahma. There are two words in the scriptures, Brahma and Parabrahma. Atma and Paramatma. Ishara and Parameshwara. Though Mayavadis, they think there is no difference. No, there is difference. Otherwise, why the word is used? Parama. So I may be Ishara, you may be Ishara, but you are not Parameshwara. You are Atma, I am Atma, but I am not Paramatma, you are not Paramatma. In this way, the Paramatma, Parameshwara, and that is Krishna. Therefore it is said, visijja sarvan anyamsa mameva. Bhagavan says, Kapildev is also Krishna, he says, mameva, only unto me. And what is the difference between you and me? Na am visyato mukham. I am all-pervading. You are not all-pervading. That is the difference. You are sitting here, you are not at your home. But Krishna is here, being worshipped in this temple, but he is present in many, many millions of temples. Vishyato mukham. He is accepting devotional services from the devotee in many thousands of temples. Not only that, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that, what is that? Forget now. Now I am becoming old and forget. Anyway, Krishna is Paramatma. He is present everywhere. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishthati. That is visyato mukham. He is living in everyone's heart. That is the difference between Krishna and me. Krishna and me, that is the difference. Home, here it is said, this mameva visyato mukham. Mameva. Krishna or Bhagavan, he says mameva. But what is that mameva? He is not a person like me or you. He is visyato mukham. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that this body is the field of khetra, field of activities. Idam sariram khetram iti abhidhiyate. Khetra khetra ga. And the owner of the body, or the occupier of the body, not owner. We are not actually owner of this body. Because as soon as there will be order that you vacate this body, you have to immediately vacate. Therefore we are not owner. We are occupier. This is a machine given by Krishna. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshi arjuna tishtati brahmayana sarvabhutani jantra rurhani maya. This is a jantra, machine. I am not this machine, but this machine has been given to me to move. Just like you get a car to move. Especially mentioned, jantra. Jantra, that's why a car is machine. But you are not the car. Suppose if you want a car to move, your father gives you a car, maybe costly or not. That depends on the father's condition or your condition. But the father or the you purchase, but here it is said that the because we want to move in this material world under different desires, so Krishna gives us different types of bodies. 8,400,000 different species of jantra. They are just like machines. Jantra Rurani, and that machine is made by Maya, this material energy. That is not spiritual energy. I am spiritual energy, you are spiritual energy. But this vehicle, or the car, or the moving machine, that is not spiritual. That is material. Jantra Rurani, Maya. It is given by Maya. Prakita kiramanani guna. We are in a machine made by Maya. And so long we are on this machine, the machine will be old and you will have to change it for another machine. That is going on. That is called janma mrityu. That is called birth and death. Otherwise, you and me, we have no birth and death. Na jayate na mriyate va kadachit. The soul or the Brahma, it does not take birth or dies. Simply, we change this machine, body. Na hannate hannamane sarire. You are driving one car. If the car is broken, it is smashed, that does not mean you are smashed. You may have some accident, but you are not finished. The car may be finished. Similarly, na hannate hannamane sarire. Similarly, this body being finished, we are not finished. Tata jihantara prapti, we get another car, another body. Just like we are getting different bodies in this life. So, the question is that if I am nitya, sāsata, nahannata, my position is I never die, never take birth. So why I have been put into this condition accepting this machine? That is real problem. That is real problem. And what is the cause? That cause is because I want to enjoy this material world. What is that material world? Here it is says, rāya vasava griha. Rāya means wealth. Formerly, a man was considered to be wealthy. Now also it is dhannena dharmam, gavaya dhanavam. If you have got many number of cows, then you are considered to be rich man, not papers. Nowadays if you have got bunch of paper written $1,000, but they are paper, you are dhanavam. Formerly, practical, not dharmavan by the papers, by the currency notes, but how many cows you possess. But that is like you get milk. And dhannena, if you have got food grains, then you are rich. Not by possessing some paper. No. Therefore it is said here, rāya pasava griha. So these are the material possessions. So long we are after this material position, then we cannot get out of this circle of birth and death. But if we give up this material position, and you take Krishna and the Supreme Personality of Godhead and worship Him in bhakti yoga, as it is said here, bhajanti ananaya bhakta. Ananaya bhakta. Ananaya bhakta means pure, not mixed. You should not mix bhakti with gyan and karma. That is pure. Annavilasita sunnam jnana karma dhanabhritam. To, just like there are many bhaktas, they are not pure bhaktas. Chanting, they are also chanting. But they are aspiring after mukti. So they are not pure bhaktas. They are adulterated bhaktas. So bhakta does not want mukti. We have discussed all things. Bhakta wants nothing from the Supreme Personality of God. He simply wants to serve Him. That's all. And serve Him anukullena, not whimsically. I want to serve you as I like. No. Anukullena. Just like Arjun did. Arjun served Krishna not whimsically, but as Krishna desired. Krishna, Arjuna was not willing to fight. He said, no, Krishna, the other side, my friends and relatives, I cannot. That is whimsical. But when he decided, after hearing Bhagavad Gita, Karise Vachanamtha, yes, I shall do what you are asking, to fight. I shall kill my grandfather. That's all. That is anukul. Anukullena Krishna anusilenam bhakti ruchyate. You cannot serve Krishna by your whims. Anukullena. Annavilasita sunnam jnanakarmadanabhritam. Anukullena Krishna anusilenam. You have to serve Krishna as He says. If I want a glass of water, you must give me a glass of water. You cannot say, Prabhupada, a milk is better than water. Why don't you take one glass of milk? That is not anukul. You must supply me what I want. That is anukul. That is favorable. I want to drink water. Why should you give me milk? That is anukul. That is bhakti. That is ananya. You don't manufacture your own trademark of bhakti. No, that is not bhakti. It is not that sometimes people say, so-called bhaktas, they say, that I can worship the Lord in my own way. No, that you cannot do. You have to, but because you have no connection with the Supreme Lord, you simply think a fiction, an idea, imagination, kalpana. The Mayavadis, they say kalpana. Brahma rupa kalpana. Brahma has no rupa, but you imagine some rupa or form. That is maya. That is not. Krishna has got rupa. Krishna is present here with His original rupa, as it is described in the Vedic literature. Vinum kannantam aravinda dalayatapsam varahavatam samasitam vidasundarangam kandarpakoti kamaniya visesa sobham govindam adipurusam tamam jami. His form. Ishara parama krusha parava. Ishara parama. We may be Ishara, you may be Ishara. That's all right. But you are not Parameshwar. I am not Parameshwar. Ishara parama krishna. The Parameshwar is Krishna. Paramatma is Krishna. We are not. Khetra khetragna. Khetragna means one who knows about the khetra. We are acting with this body. I am also acting, you are also acting, the dog is also acting, cat is also acting, the tree is also acting, according to the body. But within the body, dehinasmin tathadhi, kaumana jovana tathadhya. The owner or the or occupier of the body is within. So Krishna says, khetragyanchapi mangabiddhi. You are khetragya, you are owner of this body, but I am also khetragya. So I am khetragya, I am the real proprietor. You are simply occupier. You are not the proprietor. Jantra rurani maya. He gives you. You wanted a body like this. You have got. Now take this body. Krishna is giving all facilities to enjoy this material world. Sometimes he want the body of a devata like Brahma, Indra, Chandra, all right. Janti deva brata devan. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva brata. If you want to become devata, so you act like that, you qualify yourself and you go there. And you get a body. You can get a body like Brahma, or you can get the body of this worm in this tube, as you like. Now it is. Or if you like a body like me, Krishna says, Janti madhajajino pimam. And if you want to get a body like Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, that is our body, real body, Satchit Ananda, then you can get it. So, our intelligence will be proved when we want to go back to home, back to God, Krishna, Madhyajana. He gives you freedom, free pass. If you want to go to the demigod's planet, Janti Deva, what is that? Devajaji. Pitrin janti pitri brataha. Bhutani janti bhute ja. Madhyajino pija. Now it is your choice. It is your choice. Where you want to go? You have to go somewhere. You can remain here in this material world. You can remain to the higher planets. Or you can go beyond these higher planets. Bhaktya-bhaktya sanatana, parastasmātu bhāva anna. There is another nature. This is material nature. And there is another nature, spiritual nature. You can go there also. As you like. You have given full freedom. So here it is said, but wherever you go, it is said, ābrahma bhuvanā lokān punarāvartinoj. Kine punne puno matulu kangabhisanti. You can go to the Sargaloka, the heavenly planet, by your pious activities. But kine punne, when your punna, pious resultant action of pious activities will finish, then you have to come back again. Kine punne puno matulu. But Krishna says, jadgatyana nivartanti tadhamam paramam. If you somewhere other, you go to that place where I live. Krishna lives everywhere. Krishna, Ishara sarvabhutana vriddhesa arjuna tishtati. But he has got a special home. Just like the governor or the president, he can move many places, but still he has got his own place. The Rajahavan, like that. Similarly, Krishna's place is Goloka Vrindavan. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vrikha lakha vriti su sura. But Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. That is Krishna. He can live in Goloka Vrindavan. Like, you see, here Krishna is Goloka Vrindavan. He is enjoying the company of Vrindavaneshwari. Radharani. So, Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. That is Vishyato mukham. Here it is said. Visijja sarvananyangsa Mameva Vishatu Mukham. So if you concentrate your devotion, your mind, your activities by this bhakti yoga, sabanam kirtana. Bhakti yoga means, first of all, to hear. Without hearing, how you can become bhakta? You must know about Krishna. If you want to make friendship with somebody or make some transaction, we have got already our relationship, eternal relationship with Krishna, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. But somewhere or other, we have forgotten. Therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Anadi Bohirmukh Jeev Krishna Bhuli Gela. Somehow or other, from long, long time, we have forgotten Krishna. Krishna Bhuli Gela. Ataya Krishna Veda Purana Karila. Therefore, Krishna has made all these Vedas and Puranas and Shastra. Everything, Mahabharata, Krishna comes there. This is because when we forget, now this age is going on, Kali Yuga, forgetfulness. People are forgetting more and more Krishna. They are not interested anymore. But Krishna is interested. Krishna, because we are sons of Krishna, just like a mad son, he is no one interested in home, our father, mother. But still, the father and mother is interested. This boy has gone out of home and simply suffering. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. He is accepting one type of body and again giving it up, again accepting another body. In this way, he is traveling. Abhamma bhavana loka. All the planets, all the species of life. So, let me try to rescue him. Therefore Krishna comes. Yada yada hi dharma saglani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sijamaham. So, we are falsely engaged in this material world, illusion. Atat diha chetra sutata vittai janasya mohoyam. This material world, it is not our home. How we can say it is home? I am living in this body, in this home, say for 50, 60 or 100 years, again, get out. So how I can say it is my home? I am Nitya, I must have an eternal home. Why I am this temple? This is knowledge. This is knowledge. Unless one is not awakened to this knowledge, then he is a fool, let's get. Jashyatu buddhi kunapi iti dhatve. One who is thinking, this is my boy, this is I am. Saeva gokhala. He is no better than animals. There is a dog thinking. See, if a man thinks that I am this body, then what is his position? He is no better than a dog. He should not be that. This human form of life is meant for this inquiry, athata brahma jigyasa. If I am Brahma, then what is Brahma means eternal. So why I am busy with this bodily affairs? This is called Brahma Jigyasa. And if you become very learned scholar in Vedanta and busy with this bodily affairs, that is another foolishness. If you actually Vedantist, then you should be inquiring that I am eternal. Why I am put into this temporary body? And on account of this body, I am subjected to so many miserable conditions of material life. Why I should remain in this condition? How I can get release from this condition? That is human life. That is human life. And tadvijnanartham sa guru meva gacchet. If you actually very much eager to inquire about it, then you require a guru. Tasmad gurum pravadrita jigyasu sreyotam. One who is inquisitive about spiritual life, about spiritual identity. Tasmad, therefore, gurum pravadrita. You must seek out a bona fide guru. So, who can be better guru than Krishna? He is the original guru. Here it is stated, guru. In the previous verse, Jesamaham Priya Atma Sutascha Sakha Guru. Guru. So you don't accept anyone Guru, but accept Guru Krishna. And Krishna is instructing Bhagavad Gita as Guru. Shishya Sriham Sarimam Pramannam. Arjuna says, my dear Krishna, I am accepting as my Guru. I am your Shishya. So everyone should become like that. Accept Krishna as Guru or Krishna's representative. You can say, where is Krishna? I don't find. But Krishna's representative is there. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Tadviddhi panipate na paripasne na sevaya upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina tatta darshina. So, one who knows Krishna perfectly, he is Krishna's representative. And to know Krishna is very difficult task. No, everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. But if you, like a rascal, interpret in a different way, then you are not a guru, you are a guru. Yeah, you are animal. You are guru so long you take Bhagavad Gita as it is. Thank you very much.